Earlier this month, Private Robbie Mariano was buried in his hometown of Stockton, California. He was on patrol near Najaf in Iraq when an improvised explosive device struck his convoy. Shirley Skeel reports.
Robbie was fearless, everyone says. Funny, fearless, and once he set his mind on achieving something, he never stopped.
He was crazy. He was just full of life, man. He was just a spark plug. He was a little guy, but he was tough. His personality made him big and aggressive.
Ryan Kasperson grew up with Robbie in the Central Valley town, skating and arm wrestling in their free hours after school. Robbie loved to play guitar, to sing, and to make people laugh. He was also crazy about sport. His little league baseball coach, Doug Bennett, remembers one game.
Robbie got the winning hit. It slapped one to right field, the ball that was way over his head. He shouldn't have been able to touch it, but he was there to hit it no matter what. And he wasn't going to take a walk if he could hit the ball.
In 2004, Robbie joined the Army, with plans to use the GI Bill to help pay for college later. He thought he might study law enforcement and follow in the footsteps of his father, a Stockton police sergeant. His younger brother, Bobby, was not surprised when Robbie enlisted.
When we were little, we used to, you know, dress up in camouflage and run around the yard and play games, so I would assume, you know, it started right there. He loved the Army, it was his second family.
Robbie trained for a year at Fort Hood, Texas. Just before leaving for Iraq in September last year, he came home. His old friend, Ryan Kasperson, asked him if he was afraid to die.
He said that he knew what could happen and that he was planned to do that for the fight, for the reason, for his cause.
In Iraq, Robbie was hand-picked to guard his commanding officer because of his skill as a marksman. In early January, Robbie phoned his father and said he was just fine. 10 hours later, two soldiers knocked on Bob Mariano's door.
Of course, they told me to sit down, and once they told me to sit down, I understood what they were going to tell me.
Private Robbie Mariano was killed with four others when the Humvee he was in hit a roadside bomb outside the city of Najaf. His family is devastated, but Bob Mariano says he's not angry.
I stood behind him 100%. And even though my son was killed, the Army was good for my son, and I'm proud of what he accomplished.
More than 600 people attended Robbie's funeral. After the gun salute, his mother cried openly on the coffin. A police officer wiped his eyes as Bobby played his brother's favorite CD by the band Green Day.
Come and pass, the innocent can never last.
Robbie was 21. He was awarded a Purple Heart and a Bronze Star. For NPR News, I'm Shirley Skeel.
Like my father's gone to pass, 7 years has gone so fast.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.